then the next person I'd like to refer to is my friend here on my right, who's been with us for well over 30 years. Now, he's quite a young man today, so you can well imagine that he was pretty young when he came, and actually, he was in his very early teens. And actually, he was in short knickerbockers. with golf socks. And he joined the Brisbane branch, and he was known as Torchy the Boy. Well, now, all power to him, because little Torchy is today's sales manager of Massive Air Business here for Australia. And a very fine colleague, who I'm sorry, really, to break the business connection that has joined us together for very many years. Now, I must now mention my brother, although he's retired from the company some years ago, played a most active part in helping to build this company to where it is today. For many years, as most of you know, he directed the publicity, advertising and general goodwill section of our business from the north of Australia, from Cairns to Geraldton. And I'm not sure if he didn't once go to Alice Springs. And he... and he who was, I might mention to the end table, who was the first person in Australia to take a full page of the Women's Colour, full page of the Women's Weekly for textile goods. And that was a good many years ago when very few people realized the pulling power of the paper. And he blazed a trail there in that respect, as he blazed many other trails in connection with our general purpose. I'm very, very glad to see him here, welcome him here amongst us this evening. Now, I'd like next to refer to our very respected and popular secretary, the person of Mr. Ben Caithness. A very staunch colleague who's given me the greatest of help over the years, and who I also feel would be quite a wrench to part from in the business sense, or as we were in every other way. But then I'd like to mention the man who stands second on the list here, Mr. Jack Boundy. Jack Boundy's played a very important part in the company's affairs. Oh, there he is. He's been in charge of our costing, and in the early days when we were starting first making hosiery here, we didn't know what our cost was, and it was always quite an exciting event for Jack to come along finally and tell us that he had the cost of this, that, or the other. It was the most difficult proposition in those days. Now we get it out at the turn of a... we just turn a couple of wheels and we know the answer. My good friend, next, Mr. Doug House. He's number three on our list, not my list, and he was for many years with me, right alongside me in Flinders Lane, and many's the occasion I've had to go to him and I see him sitting in his office coming, say, who the devil am I talking to? Because I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I have a very bad failing, and that is that I find it difficult to remember faces and people. I'm worse at that than the average normal person. And often people have come into the warehouse that I should know very well, that I've probably spoken to not long, but I couldn't just place them, and I'd run over to Doug and I said, who the devil am I talking to? And he'd tell me, and I'd go back and I'd say, I'm sorry, I had to go and tell him something I'd forgotten to say. I know who they were, see? And to illustrate this, how am I going to come? To illustrate this failing of mine, which was a really real failing, and a very unfortunate failing, I'll just tell you a little story. There was a friend of mine here in Melbourne, who I call Mr. X, who was a very, very highly placed legal man. And I was talking to him one day, and I told him about my failing. He said, well, you couldn't be worse than I am. He said, because, unfortunately, I'm very bad at remembering people, too, and in my profession, it's even worse for me than it is perhaps for you as a businessman. He said, I'll tell you what happened to me. He said, this is a perfectly true story. Excuse me. He said, one day, I'm walking down Collins Street, and I ran into a man, he said, and Mr. X said, and he said, hello, X, how are you? And he said, I said, oh, fine, thanks. And he said, I didn't know who he was, and I tried this way and that way to get a line. And at last the man said, now, come on, X, you don't know who I am, do you? And he said, well, to tell you the truth, Jeff, I can't place you. Well, he said, my name is so-and-so. And I went to school with you at the Malvern Grammar School 47 years ago. So he said, oh, well, he said to Mr. X, he said to the other man, I can be excused, can't I, for not remembering you all that long time ago. He said, yes, X, you could be excused only for one thing. So he said, what's that one thing? Well, he said, we had this exact same conversation, this exact spot, 6 months ago. Well, now, I say, that's exemplified. And I've had a similar sort of difficulty remembering, and Doug has helped me out many and many a time. Now, the next man, who's very high up on the list, is our friend Bill Parsonage. I thank him. I thank him very much for his kind remarks, and it's been a great pleasure for me to have worked with him over the years. And Mr. Zimmertat, Ernie Zimmertat. Hello, Ernie. And a great staunch help to the company in Sydney, where he's directed our financial operations, our credits, and kept everybody, including my friend here, in the company owes quite a lot to him. And then Miss Menzies, who was a right hand. I'm very sorry I could see that she wasn't able to come here tonight. And then our friend here, Gerard Morley, there he is. The right hand. Mr. Lording's right hand. Les Fincher. Many a time we've had chats and yarns when he's driven me into town or back to the factory up and down, haven't we, Liz? And Jim Willard, who for many years in the city there, in charge of all our dispatch operations, and then down to the factory, and then subsequently he took over the Kayser shop. Then we've got News and Andy Harvey and Stan Johnson. These men all come into the 20 class. They come into the 20-year class, as does Harold Conway and Sam Corbell in Sydney. Then Clive Newnham. He got some very deserved applause for you, Clive, who's acted as our purchasing agent and charge of all our purchasing for so long. And Norm Lawson. Worked very closely with me. Norm and I worked very closely together over the years, and I'm very sorry, Norm, that close association will perhaps be severed. Now, Lyndon Walker, who's been with us over the 20 years, who's in Western Australia, and there's Corey, who has played a very staunch part and a very important part in the company's activities. Then there's Keith Brown, now a knight of the road, who wasn't when he first joined us, and Jack Clark, down at the in Rex's department. Then there's Bill Boyd, who I believe the protege of Jack Bounty, and Dave Agnew in Brisbane, and Frank Tronk. I don't think many of you down here know Frank, but Frank's been with us over 20 years, and he's been stationed in Brisbane all that time. Then there's Jim Patterson, in charge of the yarns, who used to have all that throwing floor in the days of silk. And Rex Hawk. Greatest admiration for, and a man who's been a very great value to the company. And then St. Hill over in Tasmania, who many of very few of us know. Eric Ross, who I'm very glad to welcome here tonight on behalf of South Australia. And Jim Currigan, who came as a lad and who now is with us in the Now, there are quite a number of others who will take a very active part in the company's affairs, but who don't actually qualify into the 20-year and over mark. So I've got some here at 19 and a half, 18 and a half, but I'm afraid I can't go any further than those that I've mentioned. Now, there's one name that's not on the list here, but who has played a very, very important part in helping me to run the activities of this country, and I refer to my wife. My wife has helped me by giving me, at times when we're sorely needed, courage and good counsel. She has accompanied me on most of my trips abroad, not all, most of my trips abroad, and her help and advice has been most valuable. You tonight, Cecil, made a very nice, charming remarks about my wife and her help to me during my business career and our family life. I endorse what you said and I thank you for it. Now, I've just about covered the various points that I thought would be of interest to you in responding to this toast this evening. I do want to thank you, Mr. Lording, and you, Mr. Schilling, for the very nice way in which you have proposed my help and the things you have said about me and my wife and my daughter. I also want to thank you and all of you on behalf of my wife and myself for that magnificent presentation of this most beautiful dinner set. Actually, our present one, is a bit the worse for wear. We've had it for close on to 30 years. It's a bit chipped about one thing another, and this is a most delightful and useful and welcome present. Not only do I thank you for the present itself, but I do sincerely thank you for the spirit and the thought which prompted its giving. I'm retiring tomorrow from active participation in the company's affairs, except, as you have heard, I shall remain on the board. Remaining on the board, as I know from many years' experience, does not involve any very great amount of arduous or onerous work. It's a bit of a sinecure, but still, it'll be very interesting to me to retain my association. And perhaps I will be able, by reason of my experience in the company's affairs, to be of value and use to my co-directors and to the company in the years ahead. Once more, I thank you, Mr. Lording and Mr. Schilling, and I thank all of you for proposing my toast and receiving it in such an enthusiastic manner. Thank you.